Hello everyone, welcome to the Tabitha Stories podcast. It's been a minute since my last episode, and I have missed chatting with you about everything interesting. So what's been keeping me away from the mic? Well, a few things actually. First off, scheduling interviews has been a bit of a challenge. Many of the folks I would love to chat with have been incredibly busy, which is totally understandable. But I am determined to bring you some amazing conversations. So I'm working hard to make it happen. On top of that, I've been thinking a lot about the direction of the podcast. I want to ensure that the stories I share align with my goals and vision for the show. It's important to me that each episode is meaningful and engaging, so I have been taking some time to curate the content carefully. But don't worry, I'm not leaving you hanging. To bridge the gap, I'm excited to introduce a summer series called My Summer of 2024. In this series, I'll share my summer experiences, including events and festivals I attend. I hope to give you a glimpse into my world and provide some entertaining content during this time. So stay tuned for the first episode of my summer of 2024 coming soon. As always, thanks for listening. Hello everyone. It is a pleasure to have you all join us today on the Tabitha Stories podcast. In this episode, we have Caroline as our special guest, and together we will be discussing some exciting topics. Firstly, we will be talking about one of the most recent books we have read, its storyline, themes, and overall impression. Secondly, we will delve into the subject of family history, how it influenced us, and the significance of tracing our roots. Finally, we will take a closer look at the work environment, as Caroline shares her experience working at the same restaurant as mine. We will discuss the challenges she has faced and the lessons she has learned from the people who run the establishment. I hope you are as excited as we are to delve into these topics. Let's get started. My first question would be, do you like to read books? And if you do, which has been a book that has been, I would say, like, since the moment you grabbed it, you were like, wow, I really like that book.
I do like reading books. I think that I have a hard time finding time to read books. But my favorite book, oh gosh. Lately I've been reading Colleen Hoover. I don't know if you know who that is. She's a really popular author on TikTok, so that's kind of what like inspired me to read it. But the book was called It Ends With Us, and it's actually... it's a good book. It's very detailed, I'll give you that. But it's kind of funny because ever since I read it, like, my grandma started reading it, my mom started reading it, my cousin started reading it. So it's kind of fun that we all get to read, like, the same author and read the different books and talk about it together.
And what is the book about? Like, what is the story behind it?
The book's, like I said, the book's very detailed. It's kind of... So there's the main character, and she ends up meeting this guy, and they fall in love, and they actually end up having a child together, but as she's dating him, she realizes that he's pretty abusive. She doesn't like who he is. And then as this is happening, she runs into her ex-boyfriend and they end up falling in love. So it's kind of like a love triangle, basically. And then it's kind of like the fight to see who wins, what she chooses. And
yeah, wow. That sounds like a good book.
It's a good book, yeah. But the author's known for being very descriptive and with the words and stuff she talks about. So yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, she tends to have details in her story.
Yeah.
So kind of like it gives you more of an image of what's going on.
Definitely, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your favorite book, Gustavo?
I have a few. Let me see if I have one similar to the one that you have.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I'll let you think about that.
Okay. Well, I'll share to you this one. Mm-hmm. I haven't finished the book.
Yeah.
I'm like halfway through it, but it's called Petrina. And it's about this girl who in Colombia, her family is wealthy. And so there is this girl who is poor.
Mm-hmm.
And so the writer, I mean, the girl that is telling the story.
Yeah.
Is talking about the war in Colombia when Pablo Escobar was over there.
Oh, okay.
And she's talking about the bomb cars.
Oh, dude.
And all of those things.
Yeah.
And how where she was living, it was a safe place, but she had to leave that place to come to the States, to the United States. And she's kind of like writing reading letters that Petrina is writing to her.
Oh,
and
wow.
So she's kind of like telling the story of her growing up in that area,
mm-hmm.
and then sharing on this girl who pretty much, I would say, she was a poor girl,
yeah,
but she didn't have much of success of a life over there. So it's a very, I would say, a hard book.
Yeah. So do you prefer reading nonfiction or fiction?
What is nonfiction?
Nonfiction is, oh my gosh, I have to like think to myself. I don't want to be. Nonfiction is based on true events, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, so pretty much like the book you're reading. And okay. Then mine would be more fictional, like, yeah. It's not real.
There is a fiction one. It's called, it's by Kobe Bryant.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Legacy and the Double.
I haven't heard of that one. No. That'd be cool to read, though.
Yeah, it's a cool book. It's so this girl, she has to play her double.
Yeah.
And her double is kind of like, they took some DNA out of her.
Oh, my gosh.
Because she was a good tennis player.
Oh, really?
And they created a double.
Yeah.
And so the double was taking her identity.
Oh, and that so sounds like a good book.
She had to play the double to get her identity back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then when you read books, do you read them in Spanish or do you read them in English?
I read both.
Both. Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always wanted to learn Spanish, but I just never...
Yeah.
Stayed committed to it.
Yeah. What words do you know in Spanish, if there are any that you know?
I know, so my boyfriend, he actually, his whole family speaks Spanish. So I can understand, I would say that I understand it more than I can speak it.
Uh-huh.
So just because I've been dating him for 4 years. So basically, whenever they talk, it's Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I can kind of pick and, like, nitpick some of the words, but not the best at speaking it. I mean, I know hola, como estás. I can say my name or where the bathroom is, but not the most.
Yeah. Do you know, like, the history of where your family is from?
God, I wish I would have known some of these questions.
Those are questions.
Let me think. Okay, yeah. My dad's side, we're Spanish. So my dad's mom, their whole side of the family is from Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's dad... Shoot. I mean, maybe you would know this. He's your coach. I want to say that he's German. I think. Don't quote me on that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be wrong if he's listening to this. Yeah, so I want to go with he's German. My grandma is Spanish. And then on my mom's side, I want to say, I always get it wrong and she always corrects me, but I know it's German as well. And then I can't remember... The other one, I don't know. I'm really bad at like knowing. I should know more, honestly. But
yeah, it's okay. I think it's hard to know like how
It is. And to trace all the way back. I mean, that's definitely something I would be interested in. I know my parents have done the 23andMe, which is tells you all the DNA and where you're from. I'd like to do that, but I haven't had the time to do it.
Yeah. Because when I think about, well, my parents, I know they're Salvadorians.
Yes. So I like that you threw up a peace sign, guys.
They're Salvadorians. I'm like, okay, my mom is Salvadorian.
Yes.
My two parents were born over there, so I'm like, okay.
So it's a lot easier because they're from the same area.
But then when I think about my grandpa, I never met him. I saw a picture of him.
Yeah.
And he looked Asian.
Oh, no way. So maybe you have some Asian.
So I'm like, oh, maybe I'm Asian.
So how, like, what made you, why Reading out of all the places?
I think it was wrestling.
Wrestling?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what made you come to the United States?
It was, I wanted to meet my mom. I never met her.
And she was in the United States?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know who she was.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know who she was. I only talked to her through cell phone.
Okay.
And I only saw her through pictures.
Okay, wow.
So I didn't know exactly who she was. And all I knew about her was what I was told about her.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm like, okay, I want to meet her, and then I want to study.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah.
And how young were you when you came here?
I was 13.
That's crazy. At 13 years old?
Yeah. What about, can you tell me a little bit about working in the restaurant? Like, what have you learned while you were in there?
Oh, my gosh. Just to clarify, everyone, Gustavo and I work at Peter Chu's in the airport. What I have learned, wow. I would say definitely working with Ada and Tammy, I would say that their culture is a lot different from mine. And I think I've kind of picked up on that throughout the 2.5 years I've worked there. At first, they would always be like, see, see, because they can't say Caroline. So they'd say, see, see. And they'd yell at me all the time. I'm like, why are they yelling at me? Like, I didn't do anything wrong. But I think it's just kind of how they are. Like, they're so driven and they just, like, they want the best for you, which I can see now. But it's like, at first I was like, oh my gosh, they're so mean to me. But no, I definitely respect them and I love working there. And I'm going to be sad when I actually get into teaching and I won't be able to work there anymore.
Yeah, you will be able to eat over there.
I know, definitely. I'm trying to convince them to come to my graduation. So we'll see if they take time off of work because they love working.
Yeah, they do. What did C mean? Did that mean like
C? C, it's just like C for Caroline because my name's spelled with a C, so that's what they were like, oh, we'll just call you C, which I mean, I guess. I mean, I've had a bunch of nicknames. I mean, my family, I grew up with the nickname C4 for, like, Caroline Forseth, but also, like, an explosive, like, a C4 is a bomb. So, like, whenever I'd run, they'd be like, oh, she's explosive. She's so fast. Or people called me, like, my high school friends would call me Carol, and that kind of made me think that I was, like, an 8-year-old woman. Because I'm like, Carol, I mean, the name I hate, though, Gustavo, is when I get called Carolyn, which is a big misconception between Carolyn and Caroline. That's kind of my biggest pet peeve, I would say.
That's like saying it that way, how you would say it in Spanish?
Oh, you'd say Carolina.
No, Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Carolina.
In Spanish, yeah. So my boyfriend's parents call me that.
Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like, which language do you like it more, in English or Spanish?
My name?
Mm-hmm.
I think definitely it sounds better in Spanish. Okay. But, I mean, I speak English, so I'm going to say Caroline.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad, how I was named was my dad said he's either having a daughter named Caroline or he's marrying someone named Caroline. So, I mean, with my mom's name being Melissa, I guess it was clear that I was going to be named Caroline.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool. Well, when I was growing up, my dad, he had this notebook.
Yeah.
And it's a little notebook and I saw a bunch of names. And so when I saw my brother's name, he had Jaime something, Jaime.
Yeah.
You know, a bunch of names.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wait, that's my brother's name right there. So he had a list of names.
Oh, my gosh.
Before naming my brother.
Yeah.
And then I looked into my list in the little book, and I'm like, oh, Gustavo, this or that.
Yeah.
And then I found my name in a list of names that he had.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool for me to see it.
Yeah, that is cool. So what's your whole name?
Gustavo Adolfo.
I don't even know if I can say that. That's cool, though.
Yeah. It's like Gustavo.
Yeah.
And then Adolfo.
Do you know what Gustavo means? I think that's such a unique name.
Yeah. I think it means Gustavo.
Oh, my
Yeah.
I was just wondering if you actually knew what like the literal name means.
Yeah, I think
that works too. I'll think of Gustavo when I want to know the name.
Yeah, I think it's just kind of like, in Brazil, mm-hmm. a lot of people, I only met maybe 3 Gustavos in my whole life.
Yeah, I've never met a Gustavo besides you, so yeah. I feel honored.
Yeah. And it's in Brazil, the mm-hmm. name is more popular.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would say France. I would say France.
France, nice.
Because
yeah.
Goose, I mean, have you seen the movie Ratatouille?
Ratatouille, yeah.
Yeah, Ratatouille.
Yeah.
So the guy's name is Gustavus, right?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking Gustavo, okay? I see that.
I know. I saw that you posted about Ratatouille, and I was yeah. like, oh, you must like that movie, especially yeah. like with cooking and stuff. And I was going to yeah. actually ask you, like, since you asked me about work, what have you learned from working at Peter Chu's? I know you said about the different types of food and the way they cook and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So.
I find it very similar to my culture growing mm-hmm. up. With my grandma.
Yeah.
Actually, Tammy reminds me to my grandma.
Oh, yeah. She's so cute. I mean, she says she's our grandma, so.
Yeah. But it just kind of reminds me a lot to my culture, mm-hmm. even though you think of, you know, Central America.
Yeah.
It's over here. And then you have China over there. But then I find so many similarities
yeah.
in between the culture. And I don't know, it's just... I have learned a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you go fishing with them on the weekends? Because sometimes I see you post that.
Yes, I've been fishing with them a few times.
That's so cool. That's awesome. I would actually like to join. I feel like that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
So next time you guys need to invite me.
Last time I was actually in, you know, fishing.
Yeah.
And I go like this. Oh. And Bob, he's behind me.
Yeah.
And I thought I had a fish, but I didn't have anything.
Yeah. Did you hit him on the
just
head?
Go,
oh my gosh. They're so funny. I'm glad that they take time away from work to like enjoy themselves and relax, because I feel like they're always working.
It's a very busy, I mean, very loud. I think it's a very loud environment.
Mm-hmm. But they definitely made it pretty successful.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Actually, you know what I have taken the most is that when I think about Peter, and this is just my point of view towards it, when I think about Peter, I read one of the newspapers that he had,
mm-hmm.
that he hangs in the wall.
Yeah.
And so I was reading that when he was 13 years old, he had a dream of having his own restaurant.
Oh, wow.
So as I was reading that, I'm like, oh, so he had a dream when he was 13 years old.
Yeah.
And he was a dishwasher for 3 years. And then I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, well, if I'm working with somebody who had a dream,
yeah,
then... me that I have a dream.
Yeah, you can do it yourself as well.
I can do it myself because I see that person right here mm-hmm. who had it and now they have it.
Yeah.
So now it's like, well, what's missing there? Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say you're almost there. You're pretty successful already. That's awesome.
Yes.
Dang.
Yeah. it's a nice job.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. How long have you been working there?
I would say maybe like 8 months, 9.
8 months, okay.
Yeah.
And my grandpa got you the job, right?
Yeah, he got me the job.
That's what I told you about. Nice. I remember him asking me, he was like, do you think that Gustavo should work there? Like, we'll be able to work there? I was like, yeah, of course. Like, why wouldn't he?
What would you say was your first job? Was that your first job or did you have another
job? No, I actually worked at, I don't know if you know what the Aquatic Center is.
Aquatic Center?
Mm-hmm.
Is that one over there?
So that's Waterworks Park.
Okay.
That's the bigger version of the Aquatic Center. So I worked at the Aquatic Center. That was my first job, and I originally just wanted to do it to get experience with working with children. So I intended to be, what was I going to be? I think I was going to work in like the snack bar or something, but because of COVID, that kind of ruined the snack bar and having that open. So I kind of just worked in the office and did that. And then... what did I do next? Oh, then I went on to Peter Chu's. And then while I was working at Peter Chu's, I also worked at Shasta Physical Therapy, and I was kind of like the assistant. So if they needed me to grab an ice pack, if they needed me to help put people through stretches or do the STEM, anything like that, I would kind of do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it was hard. At one point, I was working 3 jobs at one time, and I was like, no, this is too much.
Yeah.
So I kind of just stayed with Peter Chu's.
And how have you managed your time being a full-time student athlete? because you go full time to school and then work. Like, I think that's very hard to do.
I would agree with you. I think it's definitely hard. It's hard to make time for yourself, especially now. My schedule, it kind of sucks. I would say my schedule is not the best right now. I'm just trying to push through it because, I mean, there's only 2 more months. But I think that the most important thing is just having, like, as much time as you can to, you know, take a bath, watch a movie, hang out with your family, like anything you can do to kind of just get away from school and sports, I would say. But I think, I'd say that I liked being so busy. I think that I'm someone who always constantly has to be doing stuff. So if I don't do anything, then I'm like, oh, I need to be doing stuff. But I would say it's hard.
Yeah, it must be hard.
Yeah, what about you? I mean, you're a student athlete as well.
Yeah, I think it was hard. I mean, this last season, I didn't wrestle as much as I wanted to. But that was because I only had 1 semester left.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, coach, like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to compete.
Yeah.
So I kind of like 3 days a week, I show up to wrestling practice.
Yes.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I was working in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's always not. That's how my schedule is right now. It's like I have class Tuesday, Wednesday, then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm working. So Monday is kind of my only day off. I mean, I still have practice at 6 a.m. for track. So,
but I think as you get older, you kind of learn how to mature and how to balance mm-hmm. your life through the work environment and everything.
Definitely.
Because sometimes I think 18 years old, my first job was in a radio station.
Oh, no way. That's so cool.
Yeah. I'll tell you the story of how I got the job.
Okay.
So I just got into Fresno, and I went to every store looking for a job, and every store they were like, no, we are not hiring right now.
Yeah.
And the last place that I didn't want to go because it looked like an insurance company.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, if you come tomorrow morning around this time, we will show you what you're going to be doing. And if you pick it up in 2 weeks, then that's your job.
Wow.
And so as soon as I walked in, I see the studio and I'm like, oh my God, this is cool. But I was there only for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
And that's because I failed one of my classes.
Oh,
and I couldn't manage my schedule and all of that. So I think those little things, they always kind of like show you how to get better.
Definitely.
At whatever it is.
I mean, you learn from your mistakes. So. Mm-hmm. And would you say that that's also part of your journey as to where you are now working there?
Yeah.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Hello there. Welcome back to another exciting episode of On The Go. I hope you had a wonderful weekend with your loved ones. We at Tabitha Stories are extremely grateful to have you here with us and would love your support. If you are enjoying the podcast, please share it with your friends and loved ones. We understand the importance of your support and are deeply grateful for it.